You are listening to the Pleasant Spirit Podcast with your host, licensed massage therapist, Kyle Pleasant. Here, we will be discussing topics on health and wellness, as well as self-improvement and his experiences as a legally blind massage therapist. And now, here's your host, Kyle.
And hello again, and welcome to the Pleasant Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Pleasant. I hope that everyone is doing well these days, and we're coming into some spring, and the flowers are starting to bloom. For some of us, we're recovering maybe from a really long winter. So today, I wanted to take a moment, and I wanted you to close your eyes, if you're able to, and I wanted you to imagine one of your happiest moments in life. Could be the birth of a child, or your wedding day, or, you know, a situation that just really made you feel happy. You know, go to that happy place. You know, some people call that your happy place. Just go there for a minute and experience that moment and notice how it makes you feel. I would hope that that particular moment in time that you're seeing, that it makes you feel happy and peaceful, hopeful, and blessed. And you might notice while you're going through that experience that maybe you have a smile on your face, or your breathing is slow and your heart is pumping a little slower, and you're just feeling calm and peaceful and in a place where you just, everything seems to be right with the world. Just sit with that for a moment. Now, I want you to change the image to something, maybe a moment in your life where things were maybe not so great, where maybe you were having an argument with someone. You're having a confrontation with somebody on the street, or a family member, a disagreement, or maybe you're sitting down for a test. It's making you feel a little anxious, a little nervous, you know, and just causing a little bit of anxiety there for you. And you'll notice in those particular situations, when you're feeling a little angry, or anxious, or concerned, and just not feeling your best, that you'll notice in those particular situations that maybe you don't have a smile on your face. You might feel a little nervous, maybe a little, your palms might just start to sweat. You start to fidget in your chair. Your breathing becomes a little more heavier. And so in that particular situation where you're feeling anxious or angry, I want you to look at that particular situation and take a moment, and maybe as you're reviewing it in your mind, change the picture. Maybe if you're having a confrontation with somebody, if you're seeing the image in color, maybe change it to a black and white video in your head. Or if you're having a confrontation with someone, change the language. If your native language is English, maybe see the person you're arguing with speaking gibberish. Or if you're sitting down for a test, see all the words jumble around on the page. Maybe the person you're having a confrontation with is wearing a party hat or has a big long mustache on their face. Or maybe they have a piece of food stuck in their tooth. If you're sitting down to take a test, picture yourself not sitting in a classroom taking a test, but maybe you're taking the test at the circus. And you're wearing a clown nose and holding, instead of a pencil for your test, you're holding a piece of cotton candy or a corn dog. You know, for some people, the circus is fun. So for those two exercises, for the first part, that is when you're visualizing a happy image or an image that causes anxiety, your mind doesn't know the difference between what is in your head or your body. I should say your body doesn't know the difference between what is in your head versus what is actually happening in front of you. Physiologically, your body is still going to make your heart pound, or it's going to change your breathing, or it's going to make your pupils dilate, or it's going to, whatever it is that you're feeling, your body is going to react on a physiological level, whether it's in your mind or it is happening to you in front of you. And the point for that is that, again, your thoughts create your reality. And so you have the opportunity to change your mind about any particular given situation. If a test is going to cause you some kind of anxiety, you can change the feeling in your mind, which gives me to the second part, is that there's a science called the NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and that is the process of changing your language or changing your vision about a particular situation to a more favorable one. And so if you know you're going to have a job interview the next day, you can sit there and visualize how that situation is going to go. And you can visualize how that might work out in your favor. Therefore, it would make you more confident. If they've done studies where people would go out and shoot basketballs, versus maybe a group of people that would sit and visualize making baskets. And there wasn't much difference between the people that went out and actually did the shooting the baskets versus visualizing the baskets. The performance was relatively the same. And that can happen a lot, whenever you're, picturing a particular situation. When I had you put a party hat on the person you're having the argument with, it takes you from being angry to maybe being silly, and it changes that physiological reaction, so it makes you feel less stressful. And if you continue to do those kinds of exercises with stressful situations, and you turn them mentally into more positive, favorable outcomes, that changes your physiological reaction from anxious to, silly. Then the next time that you come into contact with that particular relative, or you take that test, or, that particular confrontation, it's not going to be quite as anxiety-driven or anger-driven, because you're able to recall the situation where you visualized them in a party hat, or you're able to, visualize yourself with a piece of cotton candy in your hand rather than the pencil. And that becomes very important whenever you're trying to deal with stressful situations. Another thing you can do is change your language about those kinds of situations. Instead of saying, "I'm nervous about my test," you can say, "I'm excited." And that changes the feeling behind it because, you know, nervousness brings about more stressful mental images. But if you say, "I'm excited about a test," or "I'm excited about that job interview," then it's going to reduce your anxiety level about those situations. And another point is that it takes 21 days to form a habit. And I seen on a Dr. Phil video is that whenever you're trying to change a bad behavior or a bad habit into a good one, it's always good to replace one bad habit with a good one. So if you're trying to quit coffee in the morning, you might want to replace that coffee with a protein shake. This way you have the feeling of having something in the morning, but you're replacing it with something that might be more beneficial. The example that he used, that if you came home from work every day through the kitchen door, and whenever you go through the kitchen, you have the tendency to want to snack, then the next time that you come home from work, instead of using the kitchen door, use another door, the living room door, that doesn't take you through the kitchen. So it's just changing one habit with another one, a more favorable one. And if you do that for 21 days, statistically, that, you know, you can change that habit for the better. So those are just some things that you can do to mentally help you out there. Change that inner dialogue. Change those words, change those ideas into ones that are going to help you be more productive and less anxious and nervous or confrontational. And with that, I hope everyone out there has a wonderful and pleasant day. And be sure you subscribe and share this video if anything helped you out. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pleasant Spirit Podcast. We hope you found today's show informative. Please take a moment to write a review. And if you want to reach out or have show ideas, you can email at podcast@pleasantspirit.com. You can also visit his website at pleasantspirit.com. If you are in the Portland, Oregon area, you can schedule a massage or one of his coaching services at pleasanttouchmassage.com. See you next time, and always be well.